Chris Chin, Director at the Missouri Department of Agriculture.
So today we're talking about 2020, looking at it as a year in review for the state of Missouri and its state of agriculture. What have you seen from this past year that, A, you know, makes you proud to be a Missourian within agriculture, and B, some things that you see might be issues in the state that you think need to be worked on coming into 2021?
Well, there's a lot of things that make me proud to be a part of Missouri agriculture. We saw so many examples of that during COVID-19, neighbors helping neighbors put their crops in, get their crops out. You know, the ethanol industry, I think they're one that comes top of mind for me, is when people started staying at home and they saw there was a shortage of hand sanitizer, they jumped into action and they converted over their plants. They started making some of the alcohol that was going to be needed for that hand sanitizer. They really answered that call to action. Another example is when we saw some of our dairy farmers having to dump milk because of a lack of consumption in the restaurant industry, we also saw people jump in to try and help out that dairy community. At the same time, we were seeing grocery stores having to limit the number of gallons for purchase. I received a phone call one evening late from a friend who their family has a lot of children, and they go through several gallons of milk during a week's time. And he was very frustrated because they weren't able to purchase enough for their family's needs. So we worked differently in state government. I went and I talked with Gene Wiseman at the State Milk Board, and I said, surely we can find a way to address this challenge. We've got farmers in the southern part of our state having to dump their milk while we have customers in the other part of our state that need that milk. And so we sent out an open letter to all grocery stores asking them to contact their suppliers to try and get access to more milk. And then as we found out about grocery stores limiting milk, we were connecting them to suppliers in the state, whether it was Prairie Farms Dairy or Highland Dairy, whoever was their supplier, we were connecting them to get the extra milk that they were needing because of that increased demand they weren't used to try and make sure that those gallon restrictions would be removed. And so it was a success. Within a week, many of the grocery stores who were having to limit purchases of milk were able to remove those limits. And, you know, that's how state government should work, is we should try and help find ways to be a part of the solution rather than the challenge. You know, another thing that I'm really proud of is our livestock community really pulled together to help each other and support each other in this time of need. Our small and medium-sized meat processors really stepped up to the plate. By June, we have doubled the amount of red meat under state inspection compared to our previous year. And that was because those small local businesses put in extended hours and extra hours to make sure that they could help those agriculture producers, you know, our cattlemen, our hog producers who were trying to get rid of the animals on their farms when they couldn't get them shipped to market. And so we saw these communities just come together and support each other. You know, farmers who had a load of hogs that was going to be booked, they would give up their appointment to let somebody else take it who needed it worse. And these are just a few of the shining examples of agriculture taking care of itself, taking care of its neighbors to make sure that nobody got left behind.
Looking ahead to next year, into 2021, what are some of the things that maybe coronavirus exposed or just different things that you think need to be improved within agriculture within the state of Missouri, and not just Missouri, but other states as well going forward?
Well, you know, I think one of our biggest challenges was broadband. You know, many of our agriculture community, our rural residents, they were having challenges making sure they had access to high-speed internet. You know, this was a problem way before coronavirus hit, but it really got in the spotlight because college students were sent back home to their rural communities to try and do online learning. Parents were sent home from work to try and do online work as well. And so it really highlighted the challenge that was there previously. We had money during COVID-19 CARES Act funding that was dedicated, thanks to Governor Parson, directly for broadband improvements. And so with that money, we had, I think $2 million went to our libraries, because in many of our rural communities, the only access they can have to internet is through that library system. Telehealth received $5 million, higher education received $10 million, and then the remaining $20 million was new construction costs for providers that were already trying to meet that need. And so we're really excited to see that that was happening during COVID-19, but it's going to continue to be a challenge for agriculture moving forward. A lot of farmers were trying to find ways to do direct marketing to consumers, but if they didn't have fast enough internet connections, they weren't able to upload photos. They weren't able to have that interaction that they needed to have to try and connect to a new consumer. So I think that's going to be one of our biggest challenges moving forward in agriculture.
And just piggybacking off of that, really, it's not just a Missouri-specific issue. It's a fairly, you know, across-the-board agriculture issue when you're looking at connectivity and broadband.
Exactly right. You know, this is something that the USDA has been working on for a very long time. In late October, we were notified that Missouri received another $91.5 million in the USDA Reconnect funds. And so that means that out of the original $600 million in Reconnect funds that were distributed nationally, Missouri received approximately 20% of those funds. So while other states are having the same challenge, we were getting to see some success thanks to our internet providers here in the state who were successful in those grant applications to try and solve the challenge that we see here in Missouri. And a lot of people think it's just a rural Missouri issue, but we actually have a lot of urban areas that have the same challenge. You know, Columbia, Missouri, right down the road from Jefferson City, there are little pockets near Columbia that still do not have high-speed internet access.
Looking at other potential issues that the pandemic might have highlighted, are there any plans for increased grants or any other funding heading into next year for smaller meat processors and things like that?
Well, actually, our legislature appropriated $20 million of the CARES Act funding for small and medium-sized meat processors in the state of Missouri. And so with that, we have seen a lot of expansion and upgrades done to the meat processors that are already here in the state of Missouri or wanting to start up. We're hoping within, you know, a week or two, we're going to have final numbers on that $20 million. But it looks like we could also see approximately maybe 40 new businesses opening up in the state of Missouri. I know on the federal level, this has been something that has been talked about as well. So yes, there is the opportunity that moving forward, the federal government may appropriate funds to this very problem.
What are some of your other priorities heading into the new year?
You know, I think trade is going to continue to be top of mind for Missouri agriculture. We want to make sure that those markets are available. We are the Ag Coast of America here in Missouri. We have the mighty Mississippi and we have the Missouri rivers, which allow greater access for our Missouri farmers to be able to ship their products across, you know, the United States, but also into other countries as well. I think that the Brexit deal is going to have an impact on Missouri farmers and ranchers as well. There's going to be opportunity with the UK maybe to open up some new markets that we didn't have access to before. We've always had trading partnerships with the UK, but now we're going to have the opportunity to have more. China, they have been purchasing a lot of our corn and our soybeans. And so this year during harvest, when we normally see our prices take a hit and go down, this harvest season, farmers had a nice surprise when they actually saw their markets increase. So that's exciting as well. And that's going to continue to be something that we focus on at the department, just making sure that we can help tell the story of agriculture and make sure that people understand how much Missouri farmers and ranchers truly care about their jobs and feeding not only their families, but the families within their communities as well.
I don't want to take up too much of your time this morning, so is there anything else that you'd like to add or anything else you'd like to talk about that you're excited for?
You know, we're excited for the vaccine to be more readily available for all of the state of Missouri. We've seen our first doses arrive in the state last week. Moderna actually was shipping doses to the state of Missouri this week. So there's a lot of promise. Our healthcare workers are getting their vaccinations now. And so that is promising for us because we're hoping that this spring planting season is going to be a little bit more normal than what the agriculture community experienced in 2020. And I can tell you that I know there are a a lot of 4-H and FFA students all across the state of Missouri that are hoping they get to participate in more livestock shows and county fairs and the state fair in a more normal capacity than what they did this year. So 2021 is holding a lot of promise for us, and that vaccine just can't get here soon enough in the eyes of a lot of people in the agriculture community.